This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Nets put out a tweet, just a picture of James, and it says soon. That's it. And then there's all kinds of responses. But Kyrie with his hand on his in the Zoom call. James being fat James, for pictures of fat James. Look at, I mean, it's like people are just, they're
hold
just,
on. This is the serious. Actually, this is a very serious question, and I don't know if you'll be able to answer that.
Look at that picture.
Is that doctored at all?
I don't know. James in his blue warm ups. He looks,
lighter colors are not flattering.
No, he looks big. He looks big.
So let me, but then when I see him play, he doesn't look as big. That's what's weird. What is that?
That's a cartoon of Fat James.
Okay, so let me ask the question that nobody wants to ask. What happens to Lil Baby in this whole scenario? Does Lil Baby only go to New Jersey, to Brooklyn now?
Lil Baby an Atlanta guy anyway, though?
Yeah, but I mean, he was here.
Yeah, but now we'll go to
for
Brooklyn.
His birthdays and stuff, right? Yeah, he's just going to.
If you're going to be giving me watches and $100,000, I'll go to Brooklyn.
If another man is going to give you bags and watches and money and.
I'll go to Brooklyn too.
And honey buns, you're going to go wherever he is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry,
We're not going to have Lil Baby and presents. He's not going to be ours anymore.
No, he's not ours anymore.
No.
He and James are going to be driving around.
Houston becomes less of an attraction.
No. Apparently, James's restaurant is open in a couple days.
Yeah, all the negative reviews that have been hitting him. There have been some amazing ones. Somebody tried to call to set up a reservation, but even the phone didn't have a ring.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and then I just responded with a dab. But Google had to take all the reviews off there because I don't blame him. If I'm the owner or the executive chef, James probably just has his name on it. If I'm the chef. If I'm the owner, if I'm the general manager, I'm like, oh my, because I can already tell you guys will 100% not make it. I can, if there's a stock that I can bet, like I can short you and bet against you, I 100% will. I watched what happened with International Smoke. They had EJ Miller, very talented chef, was over with LeShane over at Riel at one point. Went there. It was a menu. Now though, it was a little all over the place. But Michael Mina is a highly regarded chef from the San Francisco area, right? Who's got restaurants all over the place. As soon as the name got out that it was, the restaurant could have been better. But as soon as a name got out that it was Aisha Curry's restaurant, it was like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna slander it nonstop in Yelp and everything else. And it never had, and I actually thought everything going for, and Aisha Curry did Food Network, and there's a lot of people who knew her who are not Rockets fans and basketball fans. It was in City Center, which is always packed over there, and that didn't make it. Now you think Midtown with James Harden in the midst of a pandemic, and you can't seat restaurants at even 75% capacity, you're not supposed to right now. Good luck, guys. I wish you guys the best luck. First of all, you're going to have to be really, really, really exceptionally good to even have a remote chance of succeeding.
Well, on the dislike right now Houston leaderboard, I think probably Bill O'Brien is still leading.
Isn't he out of sight, out of mind?
Well, no. He's still ruined your football team. He's destroyed your whole organization. So I think he's still, I don't know. I think he's like the Michael Jordan of hated in Houston. And there's Jack Easterby and there's James Harden. I mean, so are you going to go to Easterby's restaurant?
No, I'm not going to a place called Easterby's.
You going to Bill O'Brien's? Billy O's?
No, I'm not going to Billy Shout Shack where you go in and it's a niche restaurant. Or it's one of those little kitsch restaurants where the waiter, actually this might be interesting, where the waiters scream at you and they're shooting rods at you and they're yelling and they're making you feel like what it feels like when Bill O'Brien yells at you.
Yeah.
I don't want to go in there. Maybe other people would. I could see that being a restaurant where they, it gets published. have you, the restaurant where the owner, Bill O'Brien, has his waiters scream at the top of their lungs okay. and flip you off and cuss at you. Like, I could see where somebody might go in there once for the experience of having things thrown or challenged to fist fights and things like that. But not, I wouldn't go for a second time unless they, they had popovers, those nice rolls.
Were you going to go to Easterbee's where when you sit
what
down?
What would be at Easterbee's?
You get a Bible. And you sit down, and you're very loved, and you're complimented, and you're there's all kinds of positive reinforcement and corny sayings when you sit down at the table and try to feel good about yourself.
Okay, so this is what I envision Easterbee's. Easterbee's is going to have, it's going to be family, obviously, yes, families. Obviously. So it's going to be kind of like Macaroni Grill was, where they're going to have one of those white papers that you put across it. And their kids can color on it, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna have color.
You're gonna have to show your marriage lessons. No baby mamas.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. We ain't having none of that.
Or yeah, I don't know how they'll do that, but yeah, something like that. You might have one scripture verse on that's on the.
But there's gonna be some kind of saying, some inspirational sayings all over the
coloring books.
That's what the table is.
Biblical coloring books for sure for the kids.
Yeah.
And like you know, the find a word, the search a word, it will be. Crucifixion, it'll be
Jesus.
Risen, yeah, it will be all that, you know, you'll have that stuff. You might have, obviously, the Easter egg hunt where you can color the lines to where all the eggs are in the maze or something. I mean, I can see all that. It's like Macaroni Grill, but for Jesus and for Jack.
Yeah.
I can see that. I think that when you go down, you will try to order, and they'll be fine and really positive, but then they're going to try to change your mind and coerce you into doing something else, and eventually they want you to give in and do what they want you to do. Actually, you know what would be great for you? The special.
Well,
let's pray on it.
Some...
And then you have to hold hands, and then everyone prays on their
menu
selection. I just wanted
some spaghetti. No, I'll tell you what. I think the chicken fried steak is better.
You pray on your menu selection, and then the waiter actually
makes
it
for you. And then there's James's restaurant, where the waitresses all have big booties.
Yeah.
It's stripper. They fly around the stripper poles with your food. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
And
oh, and they deliver. It's twerk. They maybe the plate of food is on the lower back, and they twerk it, and you got to take it off before it falls off.
The knife
fries flying all over the place.
Is the knife and fork sticking out of the back of the thong?
I just don't want that. I don't want that. And when you pay, like, are you ready for your bill? You do your little check thing, and James's waitresses. Well, they're not going to be called servers or waitresses. There will be a different name. I haven't figured it out yet. But when you pay,
dancers?
You have to put – well, yeah, obviously. But when you pay – at some point, there's going to be twerking, and they're going to drop it down low,
right.
Touch the floor, touch their – you know, where the ass pops up high, and then you touch – yeah. And then you do that coming up. That's going to happen, and the kids are going to be encouraged to slap – like, get their first slap in there on the booty. And then to pay, they're not coming with one of those card books where you put – they'll hand you the check, and when you say, okay, I'm ready to pay, you have to put it in the
oh, yeah.
thong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, you
got
to put the card right. in the thong.
Or the bra. You can do either one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's optional. But the thong is better.
Well, I don't think they can have thongs. They're going to have really short shorts.
The thongs.
But then you can't have kids in there if there's thongs.
Why?
Will they have clear – will they wear clear shoes?
This high?
Yeah. Really? Are James's, is there going to be clear shoes?
Yes. I mean, which restaurant do you want to eat at now?
Well, not with my kids. I know where I'm going with my kids. I'm going to Easterbee's.
You're going to Easterbee's.
Yeah, and then we can all get some kind of, you know, green bean almondine with some fish dish. It'll be flavorless,
well,
bland.
If they're bad.
I'm not going to O'Brien's. Although O'Brien's will have the best food. If it's called Billy O'Brien's, the best food's going to be there.
But if your kids are bad, you take them to Billy O's.
Yeah, it would be called Billy O's. And at Billy O's, they will have good food. Like, Billy O's is going to have a hearty menu. You're going to get a big portion.
Yeah.
It'll be good food. You'll get it when you get it. And if you ask the waiter for something, you could get screamed at without question.
And then the bag is like, it's like Bill O'Brien's face, but the chin is the opening, and the food goes into it. There's that giant hole you take the carry out.
Or
in.
You could stick the chip card into
his chin,
into the chin hole, into the chin slit there. Just
yep.
But I do think at Billy O's, you'll get a big plate. It may not be seasoned great. Like, it's going to leave you. I mean, I liked it okay. I wasn't sure about why they put.
I just think there wasn't good value in it.
Oh, it's going to be expensive.
It's going to be really expensive.
It's going to be expensive.
Just did not get good
and
value.
You'll get a random ingredient in it that you don't care for. Like, I liked everything in my turkey sandwich, just not the. I just didn't love the green peppers. Didn't make sense in my turkey sandwich. Well, I had to take them off. I had to pick that off, and the bread was not. I didn't love the bread either. It was a little stale.
I don't know if I want to eat at any of them, if you want to know the truth. But I do know.
I know where you're going.
I would eat it on my patio after I took my Belly O's.
Texas Custom Patio is a company that I've heard from people who have had patios done by Texas Custom Patios. And I've been telling people, I first found out about them in 2016. I had my patio built. It took exactly how long they said. I had it ready for December. I was outside. I'll never forget the first time. I saw Lukaku hit a good old days, had a hat trick, and I was just sitting out there. I didn't even have furniture. I was just out on my patio sitting in a chair I brought from a little lawn chair that we had, just watching that. Soon after, I went and got my furniture, and then, I'll go out there. I'll watch tape out there. I've got the sound system playing. I'll listen to music. It's just a great way to get away and enjoy yourself, and the patio is something that, if you have a family, is great for kids as well, because you can set them up on the television. And you can have your meal inside. The whole family can go outside and eat. You can get kitchen added, or if you've got, you want no kitchen, you want to go in a different direction, they can do that for you. Fire pit, fireplace, TV, multiple TVs, it doesn't matter. Anything that you can conceive of, they can make. But the best thing is, you don't have to conceive of a thing. Steven will design it, build it, and it will add value to your home. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and set up your free consultation, TexasCustomPatios.com.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action, or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play.
HR.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's interesting. How long has Mike Fiers been gone? And the vehemence toward him is still strong. I think he's probably fourth on the list.
James is an MVP for the team in this city and got to Western Conference Finals. Mike Fiers did have a no-hitter, but he also told on the team.
Yeah.
Let's not act like they're the same thing, unless James snitches on the team about something.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's going to snitch on the team for anything, but don't forget, he orchestrated his way out of here and left the team, just after making, I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars here, just, I want out, bye. He used to reserve fish sticks and mac and cheese. Kraft mac and cheese. What's the under-over on honey buns that'll be on James's menu? That's true. Maybe he can open like a turkey leg shop. He can open a turkey leg hut. He can open up a honey bun hut.
Yeah.
Different kind of honey buns.
Yeah, different things.
With barbecue.
Honey
and,
that actually sounds, well, not that doesn't sound great, but honey buns are like,
with yeah,
different brisket. Types of nuts, different types that you could do. No, not brisket and a honey bun.
Yes.
I'd try it. I bet it would taste
actually decent. Yes, it would be.
I mean, I like briskets and I like honey buns, so maybe it'd be fine together. Jeff says, after going to Harden's restaurant, will a bunch of questionable charges end up on your card? 100%.
At Harden's, they dribble
you. Oh, my God, it's a $14,000 charge for a bag, for a man bag. Where's this going? I know where it's going. Little baby.
Mm-hmm. At Harden's, they dribble your food around for 20 seconds and then chuck it up from 35. Yeah, I hope they're not throwing your food at you. 713-780-3776.
Read Easter Bees from Candyman.
What?
Easter Bees is going to have all the plates named after biblical Bible chapters. The Moses plate, the Matthew, the Mark, the Luke, the John. I heard Easter Bee actually changed his name. It was originally Jack. No, wait, I got to read. I got to read that.
No, that's not. You got
to
read it before.
I didn't read this. I anchormanned it.
Yeah. Ron.
I caught myself. Yeah.
Ron, you got to read it before.
I caught myself before I me-offed it.
How about Mark Davis? Mark Davis is in the news.
I don't want a restaurant called Mark Davis's.
No.
I don't want a haircut. I don't want a barbershop named Mark Davis.
Yeah, that'd be
no, no.
No one has ever walked into a barbershop and said, "Give me the Mark Davis."
No. Who would go there, Dell?
I can't do that. I can't do that bit on the air. That's a bit for off the air.
He likes to bring some of his personal stuff to the air.
I'm excited to announce I've entered into an agreement to purchase the Las Vegas franchise and the WNBA from MGM Resorts International. But it's going to be a big money thing.
He's an ally, John.
He is an ally. I mean,
unlike some
me,
of us.
I am. Yeah.
Are you, though?
Yes. Yes. I'm an ally.
I don't think
if I could buy a WNBA team, I would.
No, you wouldn't. No,
I
you
probably
wouldn't.
Can, actually.
Mm. Are you,
a little disrespectful.
That's an underrated line.
If you want to know the truth.
Kelly Loeffler's team? You want to talk about the ultimate ally? If John were to buy the
Atlanta
Rascals, whatever
they're the Mystic?
They're, no, I think it's the Atlanta Dream.
Atlanta Rascals.
Whatever, something.
I just told
there's
you what it was.
Something that's the Sun or something.
That's Connecticut.
The Comets.
So if they, if John were to buy that, he would be the ultimate ally. But this is a.
I might turn. It might turn bad. It might go badly for
me. I feel like those players would find him more objectionable than Loeffler.
They probably say,
like, "Wait a minute."
If the media met with me and said, "What'd you think of the game?"
I didn't watch.
I
it.
I didn't really watch it.
I was drinking Coors Light. Watching a sport that matters. That's what he would say.
Hey, this is a fair question.
I was too bored.
I was too bored. I fell asleep.
Here's a fair question. Lamont says, "At what point did Houston forgive Vernon Maxwell? He pulled some bitch assness to going AWOL in the playoffs." I think if Houston would have lost, Houston would still hate him.
That's why. That's why. Well,
yeah, that's actually a pretty good point, though, because we love Vernon. Vernon had a great shot that James – he said James needs to take out an article in the Houston Observer thanking all the strippers for their many years of service, things like that, or all the hard work that they put in. And I still question whether it's real Vernon Maxwell or somebody running his account. But I do know this. We have forgiven Vernon. Vernon Maxwell's beloved for some reason. But he was beloved because he was also part of a championship.
But they won the championship.
So they won with Vernon.
Yes, yes.
And then the next year they won, even though Vernon was gone. I didn't even think about Vernon being gone. In fact, I was okay with it because Vernon was so erratic.
Yeah.
Like, he was kind of an erratic player to bring off the bench.
Oh, it was a big deal when he left, though.
It was
a big deal, Vernon, just walking out. That was... Now, he was never hated, though, because of that, because they did win. What Daniel House, how much do you blame on him? I mean,
I don't care about Daniel House.
No, because Vernon they were playing the Lakers and they weren't going to win.
Well, yeah, but Vernon was also a more important.
Yeah, but Daniel House
screwed up. I don't
know,
maybe they're equally important.
It's amazing how that's just swept under the rug. Dude had to get his freak on during the playoffs in a pandemic, in a bubble, and was lost to his team. I mean, that was kind of a big deal.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really wasn't really made as big a deal. I think it was a big deal to his teammates, but.
Well, I think everybody knew they weren't going to beat the Lakers anyway. That's probably
why.
Yeah,
but still, yeah.
And Vernon, and the reason it wasn't a big deal with Vernon, because they won.
Yeah. Plus, Vernon was part of something that, he was part of your first championship.
Yeah. Yep.
He was a big part of it.
Big part of it. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Vernon at one point. And Tracy McGrady, people called him Tracy. Called him She-Mac, Tracy McLady. It was highly disrespectful to Tracy McGrady. Standing ovations when he's here now.
Yeah.
Tracy's beloved. Akeem turned his back on the city and went to Toronto. We still like him. Just kidding. That's
I
not
guess
how
he went. Is, but I've just always been like, Tracy McGrady, Hall of Famer? Really? Really?
Well, the NBA, not the NBA, the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame, or is it just the Basketball Hall of Fame? It's easy to get into.
Yeah.
And his numbers would suggest he's comparable to a lot of others who have gotten in.
His numbers would suggest that. What about all his titles or something?
Titles don't matter as much for that Hall of Fame.
I guess not. No, that's an easy. I mean, there's
an
always
easier one to get into.
Everybody who gets in is also inducted with a Russian woman.
Well, Russian women can't make the Hall of Fame.
No, they do. They make it every year. They must be really, really great at basketball there.
Are they still? Are Russian women still playing basketball at a high level?
They're in the Hall of Fame every year. I can't name any.
Or Russian coaches.
He wouldn't even
dude.
Watch his own team play if it was a WNBA team. Of course, he can't name any Russian women who play basketball.
Well,
I might
watch a game.
It's an underrated thing what you brought up. Can we go through a press conference where John owns a WNBA team and they ask him about the game and how that would go?
Now that would be good. He would learn two people's names, and that would be on every answer
I thought,
possible.
I thought I thought we put a lot of effort. I thought defensively we really shut them down. We did some good things defensively. And then, you know, I thought we were aggressive offensively too.
When John is doing the introductory press conference.
Did we win? I forget.
What's your introductory press conference going to sound like?
I'm thrilled to be here. I've always been.
Well, can we just ask a question first?
Yeah. Well.
Okay. What do you like? What was it that attracted you to this opportunity to buy the Atlanta Mystics?
Dream.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm also the beat writer. Yeah. Dream Mystic. Whatever.
It was a great price. I'm not sure. I got them for next to nothing. I'm not sure we'll make any money. I think it's going to be a loser.
This is a poor approach.
But
so far so good.
But you couldn't pass up the deal for how much they're going for. I don't make that much money, so for me to be able to do this, I'm pretty sure a lot of you could.
Huh. Is there anything about the team? Like, do you plan on being personally involved with any of the personnel moves, or have you been a fan of the league for a long time?
I got to look at the roster first.
Wait, you haven't looked at the roster?
Well, I guess.
Have you been a fan of
the roster. I mean, I've seen the names. I just got to look at the
pictures. Are you a fan of the – do you feel like this is –
I'll get more involved, you know, when I get more
– For you as a straight cisgender white male, for you to own this team, do you think that really says a lot about maybe – the direction we're headed, that you now would be willing to own a straight white cisgender male would be willing to own a WNBA team? What does that say to society?
I don't know any of the other owners. Am I the only one in the league?
No. Mark Davis just bought a team.
Yeah, Mark Davis.
Yeah, I'm not sure about him.
What?
I want to see John get sure a team about? Now. Now it's official. I want us
I'm
to put
some... I'm not going to put any labels on him. I don't know what he identifies as.
See? Okay.
I don't know with that hair what he's doing.
You got applause for saying that from the press conference.
Yeah.
You've got a bright young coach here. What do you think about what she's done so far?
Yeah, I think she's doing unbelievable things. It's a woman? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Does she identify as a woman?
Yes, she does.
She does?
Yes, she does.
Now they're booing.
Well, I just want to know.
You didn't already know it was she. Was she her?
I didn't know, so.
I want to see John on a team, but I also don't want to see it.
Well, again, I'm going to have to take a look at the pictures.
Because he'd be done. You don't know what your coach looks like?
John Granato
was. No, I haven't met her.
Wait, you own the team and you haven't met any of the people?
Well, have you watched any of the games?
I don't. Yes,
we cover the team.
I cover the team.
We cover the team.
I'm gonna have to. Well, I don't want to commit to anything yet. I'm gonna have to commit to looking at your team. A deep dive. I'm gonna have to take a deep dive.
Considering the
deep dive into your own team,
find out some names and stuff.
Considering there's a bit of a political aspect to this team since you're replacing Senator Loeffler, former Senator Loeffler at this point.
Yeah, she wasn't thrilled with them either, was she?
No, she wasn't. Well,
we're not gonna have any of those shenanigans going on.
Well,
while
to
I'm
be
here.
Fair, they weren't thrilled with her. Do you think unity will be one of your big selling points about, you know, bringing this franchise
back
together?
Yes, I think there will be a unity about this team that'll be it'll be spectacular.
You have any initiatives to make sure
that comes
about?
It'll be the most unified team.
What are your initiatives what are some of the initiatives that you hope to bring forth that will further the causes for social justice and gender equality? Are you going to start paying the players more?
Yeah, we're not going to do that. We're going to start letting everybody into the building.
What do you mean everybody?
We have family nights, so everybody can come.
I don't know what everybody – what does everybody mean? Everybody wasn't allowed before?
I don't know what –
in a pandemic,
Kelly
Loeffler
was really – We're in a pandemic. Open to everybody. I'm going to be open to everybody buying tickets and coming to the game.
You're not going to pay anyone anymore?
There's a salary cap. You can't
There's nothing I can do about that.
Are you going to fight to have the salary cap raised?
I'm not.
That has to be collectively bargained.
I'm a new owner here.
The only way you could do this is if Dell's there answering questions. Sliding you answers
in
on
my
a piece
ear.
Of paper.
Can I be vice president of operations?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Collectively bargained.
Can I pay you as much as you make here? Done.
It's going to be hard for you to not match
Done. Done. 929 ESPN 97.5. I want to own a team now. because I can't. I can't wait for the press conference, if I'm being honest. Can't wait for the press conferences. 9:29.
We've got a little money over at EFK. We've got a little money to kick in for you if you want.
All right.
Eyelids for kids.
You want to be a minority owner?
We're minority owner.
I'm not sure if 501c3 can own a team, but okay. Well, I don't think you know the rules about this 501c3 thing.
Hey, it's not my money. I can do what I want.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I didn't know that. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Come hang with us. The new coaching hires. If you haven't heard, Robert Saleh, the Jets' new coach. Arthur Smith is the Falcons' new coach. He was the OC with the Titans. Urban Meyer is the new coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars. What do you think of the division now? I mean, you listened to Ballard's press conference, season-ending press conference.
Yeah.
He talked about the quarterback position. The quarterback position is pretty good in the AFC South. With Tannehill, with Deshaun, and now with Trevor Lawrence. The one team that is maybe the most talented team has the biggest quarterback question.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, and they're not in a hurry to do anything with Phillip Rivers. I mean, there's no way they bring him back at $25 million. So Rivers has to decide he wants to play, and ultimately the Colts have to decide they want him. So they draft somewhere where you're not likely to get a quarterback unless you wanted to get like a Mac Jones or whatever. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. They may have to look on somebody else's team. They may have to look. I don't know if there's anyone that's going to hit the free agent market. Not usually. Not a good quarterback. So it's tough. And Ballard already said we're not going to panic, and we're not going to reach. And you need some luck. But he said, you know, you have to have some luck, and things break right for you. The only way you get the quarterback you're going to want is going to be to move up in the draft. That's pretty much, you know. I mean, it is funny that Lamar Jackson fell to the Ravens. You had that opportunity. But Josh Allen and Justin Herbert, they didn't fall. They're in the top 10.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the top 7. So they didn't fall to you. So it's hard to get guys to fall. Joe Burrow, Tua, Justin Herbert, those are early picks. They're early picks. Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, even stupid Josh Rosen. The first three were top, like, 7. Josh Rosen was inside of the middle of the first, and then Lamar Jackson is the one guy that fell to the back end of the first. But that's just not – you just don't see that a whole lot. And at the same time, there's plenty of busts in the first round. So that's a tough spot to be if you're Indianapolis. If you could have Andrew Luck just come out of retirement, all of a sudden it would be a monster story. But I don't think that's happening. He'll go down as Gale Sayers. Great, or not even Barry Sanders. Barry still played a long time. The Colts fans will always be left wondering what if with Andrew Luck. Because maybe they'd be playing in Super Bowls if they had Andrew Luck. But now you can't get to a Super Bowl with what y'all have a quarterback now. They're not going to be able to. The Texans can. Except for the whole roster problem.
Well, that little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get that fixed, though.
I think it's a pretty, as far as divisions go, I think we'll find out what the Texans coaching situation. Vrabel's a pretty good coach. We found that out. Frank Reich, I think, is a really good coach, but he has his issues in certain decision-making. Urban Meyer, we'll find out what kind of pro coach he is. There's some thoughts. Sometimes it's awfully difficult for a college guy to make that transition to the pros because you ain't talking to the pros the same way. You ain't working them the same way. You don't have, you know, a stranglehold on them like you do in the college ranks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some coaches love it. You know, hey, I don't have no recruiting. But Listen, you're the general manager. You're working for Urban Meyer there. You're working for Urban Meyer.
No, make no mistake about it.
No, it's not the other way around. You're going to have to buy the groceries that Urban Meyer wants, and that could be a really, really difficult situation. He's difficult anyway, right? Behind the scenes, yes. Everybody says he's awfully difficult to work with.
Yeah. I think it's very challenging. I think he's more like Nick Saban than most people realize. He's a more polished version, but he is going to run a tight ship at Jacksonville. Yeah. I mean, and that's known as not a great locker room atmosphere.
You talked to a guy and said, oh, I don't know if I want that.
Yeah. Oh, to work with Urban?
Yeah.
I asked him, I said, what do you think? He goes, oh. He said, I just don't know if you could last more than 2 years with him. So, I don't know. I don't know what exactly that means other than he's not easy to – I know that he's not easy to work for. He's
so
very
funny.
Demanding.
And that's a NFL GM job that you're like, ugh.
You're working under him. And, yeah, I could – that will be interesting to see who takes that.
And Shat Khan has said he wants to make personnel decisions?
Yeah, Shad wants to be in the middle of all of it.
Wow.
Which everyone thought that meant Urban would say no,
see?
But Urban still did it.
Okay, so where would you honestly, we've been talking about where you would rather be. Would you rather have Jeffrey Lurie? Would you rather have Shad Khan?
Jeffrey Lurie.
You would?
Yeah, then are you going to say?
And Cal McNair? Yeah,
Jeffrey Lurie.
I don't know. I want
followed by Shad.
I want a guy staying
McNair.
Out of the way.
Yeah, that's fine until we're in crisis mode right now, and the guy hasn't been able to do anything.
But there ain't going to be crisis mode for another three. You got to give these guys at least 3 years.
There's
what decisions is Cal making from now until
dropping
three?
Over the last two? That guy's got the codes to do something about it, and he's in a bunker.
Well,
he's doing nothing.
He's playing with his trains, and so
John said that Cal.
I didn't say that's not, what did I say? I didn't say nothing. Well, I thought we were friends. But there's not going to be any nuclear bombs coming for another 3 years. You got to give these guys, you got to give Caserio and this new head coach at least 3 years, right? Am I right? I mean, we've seen coaches. We've seen coaches come one and done.
At least 3 years.
Who was it in Arizona? One and done. Todd, no, it wasn't Bowles.
No, it was.
Steve Wilkes.
Yep.
Can't even remember him. He had an NFL job for a year.
Steve Wilkes, here's our new, we want to introduce you to our new head coach and our new quarterback, Josh Rosen and Steve Wilkes. We'd like to introduce you to our new head coach and quarterback, Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury, like the next year.
Yeah.
They went, ooh, we got this way wrong.
Can't do that. Now, unless you get it way wrong with this coach, you're going to give him 3 years. So Cal doesn't have to make any decisions. What does he have to do after this? This is it. I know that the nuclear bombs were falling all over and Cal was in his bunker doing, I don't know what he was doing. I know Hannah was sleeping and Cal was, I don't know what he was doing. But I do know this. We don't need Cal to do anything else from here. After this decision is made on the coach, we're not going to hear from Cal again.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he fires Jack Easterby. Then we'll hear from Cal. Saying, I don't know what he'll say. I have no idea what Cal will say.
He's unpredictable like that.
No, well, but after that, what? Why? What do you need an owner for?
Yeah, once you get it fixed, but this guy's been inept for the last 2 years, cajoled.
It's okay,
he's
though.
He's ripe for the taking. No, it wasn't okay. Look where they are.
Now you got a football guy. Now you're going to get a good coach.
How do you know?
Well, you hope that you make the right decision. That's all. You hope that. But the thing about it is the guy buying the groceries. That's the most important
thing. Do you think Jack is going to know? I mean, do you think he's going to know when to fire Nick Caserio if that point comes? Cal can make that decision. Who makes that decision for him?
Well, he knew when to fire Bill O'Brien.
Because Jack did that. Jack had to show him.
Well, maybe Jack can still call him and tell him stuff. Whisper in his ear, and Cal will be in trance.
I'd much rather
Cal's eyes will be
Jeffrey
swirling.
Jeffrey Lurie has some business sense. Shad Khan has some business sense. Jack had to lead the charge to get rid of Bill O'Brien.
That's fine. Does Daniel Snyder have business sense? Yes.
I didn't say Dan
does
Snyder.
Does Jerry Jones?
No. Yes. I would rather have.
Yes, Jerry Jones has wonderful business.
Yeah, I'm trying to say, oh, who'd you rather
have? And so does Daniel Snyder.
Who'd you rather have, Cal or Jerry Jones?
Cal.
You're saying that now that Nick Caserio's been hired.
That's right. But it's already done.
Who did it?
I don't care who did it.
Jack did it.
Just because he fell into it, just because he stepped on it.
Jack did it.
And
now
all of a sudden,
you have to hope that Nick Caserio's strong enough to get Jack out of the way. If he's not, you're in big trouble.
That dude looks like he can. All right, he'll arm wrestle you right now.
That guy, you know what? And Nick's pretty jacked, they say. But yeah. Bill O'Brien was a fighter, too. And Jack got rid of him.
That's the kind of fight I want in my gym.
The pin, you know what? The tongue is mightier than the sword.
I just hope he's
and
not
in Leviticus 4:17, it says, "Thou shalt not scream or yell except for the loudness of the Lord. And he who shall cast dispersions on Broncos fans who tell him he sucks at halftime shall be smited." It's in Leviticus.
No, it's not. Here's the deal. Your hope right now is you hope he's a strong general manager and he's not stupid like Bill O'Brien was. That's your hope.
And the guy who hired him is Jack Easterby.
Who cares?
None of this is Cal.
Who cares?
None of this is Cal.
I don't care. So Cal's out of the way. He's out of the way now. And he's not bothering anybody.
But what happens when he needs to be in the way?
Where, for what? I don't want him in the way.
So just if Nick Caserio's not doing his job well, he's just going to keep being allowed to do it?
No, then he fires him. He fired Bill O'Brien.
How?
He
doesn't
to.
Know how to. Yeah. Jack Easterby fired him.
And then you rehire Jack Easterby when it's time.
Okay, go to a commercial. Dumbest things I've
Jack
ever
Easterby
heard.
Jack Easterby is still here. Why would he need to rehire him?
Because he's going to be. Didn't you hear Peter King say he's going to be fired?
Who's going to get him fired?
I have no idea. No idea.
Hannah McNair is the only one that can stop this thing.
She's sleeping. What's she going to do?
She's tired. She's tired.
Well, she's awake now.
No, how do you know? The only time I've ever seen her is she's sleeping, okay?
I've only been aware of her once, and when I was, was taking a nap during a football game.
9:40, was it though?
Well, it was the Bears and the Texans, so it is boring, I understand, but it was a football game.
Time for me to talk about HRP. If you've got a problem at your employment, then you need HRP to handle that problem for you, because that's what HR does. We've had issues with some employees here. It's happened. And then who do we call? We call HRMP. And so what's your advice on this? How do we get this done? What do we do with this? What is the punishment? What are the ultimate outcomes of all of this? And they take care of that business. That's what they do. But it's mainly payroll, because hopefully you don't have a bunch of problems wherever you are at work. It's mostly payroll, and it's mostly taxes, and it's mostly helping you out during this pandemic. It's giving advice. It's helping you get your PPP. It's helping you every step of the way to make your business easier and better. You don't want to worry about all the paychecks and all the everything that goes along with payroll and HR. You want to sell your widgets, whatever your widgets are. And you've got time, and you've got your effort can be used to sell those widgets as opposed to all the other stuff that HRP takes care of. So go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
David John LeMahieu just signed. Did you see the numbers?
No.
32 years old. What do you think he got? He signed with the Yankees. Re-signed with the Yankees. 32.
Also known as...
He's a good, really good hitter. One of the best hitters in baseball. LeMahieu. Right, David John.
He's 32
years
old.
Mama call him David John.
I'm going to go $100 million. 4 years, $100 million.
You would be high.
Really?
Actually, no. 6 years.
6 years what?
90.
Ooh, interesting.
How about that? One of the best and biggest names on the market. Maybe fifth or sixth down the line.
$15 million a year.
Of the biggest draws this offseason, he gets 6 years, man. 90.
Ooh, man. And now this is the new deal that people will be working off of.
Yeah.
Georgie's not getting 25.
Georgie wanted 6175.
He could get 6150.
He might get 6150. But 32 years old, he's going to be 38, bro.
I don't know. I didn't say it was smart.
It's a good
hitter. Like I said, a four-year deal is a good
deal. I don't
know
if I'm doing 6 years with a 32-year-old. I don't want to be tied to that for – I mean, now, if he gives you 4 good years, I mean, that's probably more like the going rate. You know, you're getting him a good one of the top hitters in the game. If he gives you 4 good years for $90 million, that's 23 million a year. That's not bad. But by years 5 and 6, 37 and 38 years old, I mean, it's not like he's very athletic anyway. Of course, you don't. I mean, at first, he'll play first base for him. You don't need him to be athletic. But I don't know if I'm doing. And George is older too. He's 31. I'm not sure I'm doing 6 years on it. By the end of this contract, but George's contract, is he still going to be hitting the way he's hitting?
No. Like I said, at age 36, George will not be hitting like Brantley is much more likely to still be a hitter.
He's
clean. His swing is devoid of a bunch of faults.
Perfect.
George has got a lot going on in his swing.
Yeah. So
are the Astros in this? George has already decided he wants to leave Houston, right? That's what it is.
Yeah, the Astros aren't in it.
He wants to leave Houston. He wants to go back to
no,
the
but
Northeast.
Beware, George. When LeMahieu signed at 6 years, 90, guess what?
I've already made the offer to – now, I haven't gotten it okayed by Crane, but I've already made a 2-year, $28 million deal offer to our guy Michael Brantley. He can take it or leave it.
But, do you speak for – I know you speak for Al Davis, but mm-hmm. do you speak for – Or you speak for actually for Bob McNair?
I think Crane would be okay with
you. You can make trades for the Texans, right?
I can make trade. I can make deals for the Astros. I mean, if he wants to sign it, I'm sure Crane would be fine with it.
Two years, 28.
Yeah, $14 million a year.
What kind of we having fans in the stands?
Keeping that thing.
Oh well, you know what. This may be.
It's a very reasonable deal.
We might end up with a Straw Tucker.
No.
Well, Diaz.
That's why
Diaz we. Diaz outfield.
That doesn't sound formidable at all.
Well,
Diaz is always hurt. We're not going to end up with a Diaz anything.
No.
Diaz is broke down. Diaz is always hurt.
No, Diaz is.
He gets hurt in the middle of pandemics.
Starting left fielder,
staying inside.
Welcome to your starting left field.
No thanks. Yeah. I say no to that.
I don't know.
Give me another
James
choice.
Click is. I thought Luno was kind of slow to pull the trigger on stuff. Holy crap.
Well, but maybe now this is going
well,
to.
Well, nobody's pulling triggers, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So LeMahieu's contract, of the top five free agents, this is the first one to fall. So now agents cannot be happy about this. Because unless the Yankees just said, you know what, this is a hell of a deal. Unless LeMahieu just said, we're just not. LeMahieu may have just said, you know what, I'm not waiting. I want to be ready. We're coming up on February. I want to be ready when the season jumps off. Yeah. I want to be ready when camp jumps off. This is good money. It's over 6 years. It's all guaranteed. Let's just get this done. It'll be my last contract. I like playing in New York. That's fine. Maybe just be something like that. But what happens is this is now perceived as, ooh, this is what we're working off of now. This is a starting point. So does George have Scott Boras. I don't think that's who his agent is. But George is now, his agent is going to have to fight hard to reset that market and say, no. This is not the market. $15 million is not the market. And they can say, no, we're going to pay George $21 million. And they'll be like, $21 million is way below what we were hoping for. Oh, well, LeMahieu's going for 15, George goes for 20, 21. It may not even be 25 now. So,
no.
And you know what? It might be best. You can't do this if you're a player. Even 1 year, even a one-year deal, the best contracts are like Carlos Correa. When the money pops back up, gets back to where it should be, then the contracts will go back up again. Correa could be in the best spot.
Yeah,
there's a chance Correa could make more on the open market than George Springer.
Based
on the timing.
Yeah, this was the worst year ever to become a free agent. Look at, no one has signed anybody. Except, well, the White Sox signed a reliever for, I mean, they gave him the biggest closer deal in history, $54 million. But
that's not guaranteeing $150 million to somebody or $200 million.
No, right. $54 million. That's Whitney Merciless money. You don't have to do anything to get Whitney Merciless money.
Well, typically you do.
What?
Typically you do.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, no, look at, teams, look at Whitney. What, look at Whitney.
In other teams, you have to do things.
You don't have to do anything. You just collect $54 million and you – listen, he wasn't even on the field. Was he COVID or was he the last game? Or did they just say, don't come, just stay home? He wasn't even on the field. He didn't even – was he a COVID casualty for that last game?
I thought he had already gone through that.
I thought he did too.
Or was it just the tracing? Maybe he didn't actually have it.
I'm almost positive he wasn't even on the
jackhammer Whitney Merciless into this show.
Because he's $54 million. Anytime I hear the number $54
million, congratulations, be, DiMaggio. You kept your streak alive.
Of crushing Whitney Merciless.
Whitney Merciless crushings.
I'm sorry.
It's still, I think we're at 90 straight shows.
Well.
You are killing that man. That man's just trying to be a salary cap cut and be out of here.
Casey Close is his agent, I guess. Would you give Georgie 4 years, 125? No.
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 No, gross.
He's not getting, no.
4 years, 125?
That's over $30 million a year. Over 30.
That's twice as much per year that LeMahieu just got. No.
Yeah. No, that's not happening. Well, he wants 5 years, 150 or six, one. I guess he wanted six, 175.
You know what? Five, 125 is a reasonable number. It's still way more than LeMahieu got relative to your dollar
it's
per
25
year.
$25 a year.
I mean, if George would get five at 125, you have to rush to sign that. Because what the market's basically telling you is, George, we can get you six. We can get you six at 20. We can get you, you know, a 6 year, $120 million deal. LeMahieu got less than $100 million. That's what we can get. That's what the market's become.
Guess what?
At some point, there's market corrections too.
Well, I like LeMahieu, 15 per year. 15 per year. He's a first baseman. Is George still going to be a center fielder or a right fielder at 38? That's another question. Where's George going to play when he's 38 years old?
Yeah, I don't know.
If you give him 6 years.
That's not an MP anymore. That's a YP. You keep asking me about things that are not my problems anymore. James Harden is not my problem. George, now, I can't speak to George that way. But George is where he's going to play when he's 38. That's not my problem. You figure it out. My guy is, I'm all in with Kenneth Straw. What's his name?
No, Miles.
Yep. That's my guy, Straw.
Don't you think you should know his name if he's your guy?
Yeah, if that's
well,
your guy.
Well, it's kind of like John with his WNBA team.
Well, he doesn't own them yet. I'm in with
Brian Straw.
Miles. That
Brian right? worked over at 610.
Brian Straw. Yeah.
Brian Straw, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know that now.
Yeah, he worked over at 610.
Whoever that is, that's my guy now.
You love Brian Straw, huh?
And Alexis Diaz and all these guys.
That's not his name.
Whatever their names are, I'm all in with them now. I'd hate to have Michael Brantley or George back. This Brantley, to me, should be a lock. He's coming back.
Brantley should?
Yeah, Brantley's coming back. Now.
That's your show. You
throw your money in there. Brantley's back. Market's out.
He's going to go from 2 years, 32 to 2 years, 28.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he knows what's good for him. And here's the other thing. A, hometown discount. B, championship discount.
You'd be the worst in a negotiation.
And then C, also, John, you see what the market looks like. Is that what you want to keep? Because you know what? The next deal is going to be you can get 2 years at $14 million.
They couldn't let – total. They couldn't leave you in the room.
Might be done.
They couldn't leave you in a room with the negotiation. The players would be furious with you.
No.
You couldn't be in the negotiation.
No, they would hate you.
Yeah. You're talking real reckless about guys.
Yeah, no. They want nothing to do with you in the room. No, you'd be the Cal McNair of the Astros negotiating team.
Everybody
would hate you afterwards.
No, I'm saving Jim Crane so much money.
Are you?
You running players off is what you're doing.
You'd be pissing everybody off like Deshaun.
All I see is
they all want to leave.
LeMahieu just got $15 million a year. As far as I'm concerned, that's my starting point. So you know where you're at, and this is my final offer. $224 million, Brantley. 12 a year.
Yeah, you couldn't be in the room.
No,
you told
you're
me he's
out.
Taking a discount, right?
Every second you wait, we're taking money off.
Yeah, here's the clock. Ready? Here we go. You do the sand.
Oh, don't do that. You turned your coffee upside down. Joel's going to have a fit. Are you sure it's empty?
I couldn't trust him on that.
I don't trust him. 9:59 ESPN 97.5. It's me and Dell going the rest of the way. Don't go anywhere.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.